I have an idea for a new porn category on Pornhub.
Okay.
It's called Quarantines, and it's teens, Ian. Barely legal teens, Ian. that fuck
each other.
No, it's solo. That's what it is. It's solo yeah. masturbation
You're coming
videos.
Coming up with this right now.
Yes, correct. But they're teens.
Okay,
but they and they wear a mask. They wear masks.
But then how can
on
you
their boobs?
Okay, one, I've seen it. Two. I think Quarantines is already a thing somewhere. I think I saw it on Twitter.
Why you always got to fucking rain on my parade?
Well, we could do it. I mean,
every time I come up with an idea,
hire some teens to finger themselves.
Okay,
if that's
fine,
what you
I'll
want.
Do it.
If that's what you want, dear,
yes.
You need a project.
Should we just get into making porn? I mean, this
we
is
could.
An opportunity. This pandemic is an opportunity
yeah.
to reboot your life.
Right.
Change course. Take a hard left turn. Should we start producing barely legal pornography?
You know what? And I've thought about this a lot.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
We should.
We could do it here in this cabin. Yeah, we have the keys. We'll make copies. I know that the people who live here are coming back next week and kicking us out. But hey, they're only going to be here for what?
Yeah, who knows?
A couple weeks?
Yeah.
When they leave, you know, mm-hmm. we'll just circle around the block. See if their car's here. If it's not,
yeah.
we'll bring a whole production team in here mm-hmm. and just have people plowing each other out.
Yeah.
You know, right on this very dining room table.
Okay. Barely legal.
Quarantines.
Quarantines.
Quarantines.com.
Dining room table porn. Does it have to be on the dining room table?
No. Okay. It could be on every surface of the house.
Okay, good. I know there's a market for barely legal porn, but for me personally, I get scared and I stay away from videos like that because it seems like I don't want to take any chances. Barely legal. Sure. I'd rather watch.
You want to be very legal.
I want it to be extra legal.
Yeah.
I want everyone involved to be 80 plus.
Well, I feel like that should be barely legal. You get to
yeah.
a point where you have Joe Biden brain and you don't know what you're agreeing to, you know?
That's true.
He doesn't even know he's running for president. And that should be illegal.
Yeah, okay, you're
if
right.
If you're not allowed to have your own car keys, you shouldn't legally be allowed to do airtight scenes, you know?
Yeah. Wait, what's airtight?
Airtight? You know what airtight is?
No.
Come on, Catherine.
What's that?
When all your holes are filled.
Oh, boy. But it wouldn't be airtight on an 80-plus-year-old.
Some air can squeak out on the sides?
Yeah,
with that flappy long vagina?
I think it's probably pretty, you know, not super tight, like a flappy sock or something.
Yeah, flappy sock.
Flappy sock.
Remember that game that for the iPhone, flappy sock, that was very popular like 3-4 years ago?
Where you simulate fucking an 80-year-old?
No,
is
or
that
like
what
a.
It is?
Yeah, just a vagina flops around the screen.
Whatever.
Flappy Bird.
Flappy,
remember Flappy,
Flappy
Bird?
Flappy Bird? I remember Angry Bird. What is everyone's obsession with birds?
Yeah, is this your new bit? Have you yeah. been writing this in quarantine?
Yeah, there's Angry Birds.
There's Angry Birds. There's Big Bird. Come on, guys.
Oh, relax with the bird
yeah.
obsession.
Yeah. Hey,
freak.
Have you ever heard of a mouse?
Larry Bird. Sorry, I just was trying to think of
Marty
a
Bird
example. Marty Bird. There's other animals. Yeah. So let's put the porn idea on the back burner. Mm-hmm. It's a soft yes.
I don't think I can go back to work after this.
Yeah.
I really don't. Especially watching everything fall apart and realizing how our government is just beholden to the corporations. It's mm-hmm. like, do I want to go back and work for a corporation?
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Mm-hmm. Do I want to be part of the evil machine? Do I want to be a cog? No. I want to venture out on my own and create art for the masses.
Exploit teens, run
yes,
teens.
Art. That's what I meant by art. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay.
Yes, we agree. It's an art form. Fingering yourself is an art form.
That's true, according to some people on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's lots of things. It's also feminism and
brave.
Brave. It's brave to finger yourself.
Have you ever seen that movie Brave, that Pixar movie where it's just that redheaded girl fingering herself for
yeah.
an hour and
she's
45
so
minutes?
She's so brave, and she's overweight.
Yeah, she's
so
overweight. That's what Brave's about?
Brave's about an overweight woman.
A BBW.
Who leaves the house. She's so brave.
Yeah, yeah. Just existing is brave when you're a marginalized fatso. All right, Catherine, calm down.
I'm sorry.
Relax.
I'm sorry.
That kind of language is not appreciated.
It's hateful, and I'm not. It's not who I am, and I apologize.
We just watched that Joe Rogan interview with those two guys who wrote fake,
woke
papers,
essays, like scholarly essays.
Yeah. It's an old interview, but it's so fucking funny. These guys who were in academia and kind of like left because they saw which way the wind was blowing, and how people can just write papers that are just insane about any kind of woke topic, and people have to like publish them out of, I don't know, fear of seeming racist or seeming, you know,
intolerant or
backwards.
Something. What was the essay they wrote? Wasn't it like dogs have to ask for consent before they sniff each other's assholes or something?
Yeah. Well, it was about rape culture at the dog park and like dogs raping each other and how, well, not dogs raping each other, but male dogs asserting themselves over female dogs and how their owners would only break up two dogs humping each other if they were both male.
Because they're homophobic.
Yeah,
because
they're homophobic. But it was all bullshit.
Yeah. And people were like lauding them. That's great. That's good. They also took Mein Kampf, right, and changed Jews to white men.
Yeah. And it got published and praised and won an award and shit.
Well.
Just verbatim, just changing the word Jews. Like, we would be better off if all the white men were.
Yeah, like
Christ.
A
That really put it in perspective for me. Like, I've seen that interview before, but when you realize, like, oh, I'm not like a backwards caveman asshole. Things are getting a little out of control.
It is a really nice feeling.
It is.
You go like, oh, yeah.
And you know what's really fucked up about it is like The Hill, you know, that liberal show with
Crystal Ball
on YouTube.
I don't know anything about Crystal Ball. I mean, I like Crystal Ball. I follow her on Twitter and stuff. But is that her real name?
I don't know.
Because that,
it's insane.
If it's not.
I mean, it's kind of.
I hate that.
if it's not her real name, it's kind of badass. She just went with like a rapper name.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. I'm on the fence.
But she was talking about how in like Virginia is the like most liberal place as far as elected officials in the country, and how, as far as workers are concerned, it is the most. It fails all the tests, like the fucking wages that are paid out, unions, wealth inequality. They all fail the tests, but we're pushing all the goofy gender identity, politics stuff. All that stuff is super liberal.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, everybody there who is working class or below the poverty line is just getting fucked like crazy. And all their elected officials are on the left. But when you take these goofy ideas of, you know, rape culture in the dog park and you make that the center of your campaign, you can fuck people on all the big stuff.
Because on paper, you can be very, quote, progressive,
right.
I guess, because you're focusing on like innocuous issues like that. But like, what did Kyle Kulinski say? We saw some video of him saying like, kids are still going to be in cages, but Joe Biden's going to have he, him pronouns in his Twitter bio.
Right,
so,
exactly.
That was
such a great video.
Yeah.
I want to post this shit all the time, but you know, I think people are already sick of me fighting on the internet. But it really does pass the time. You write something kind of controversial or like at least try to rile people up who are centrists or consider themselves liberal but are really fucking cheering Joe Biden all the way to the fucking White House. And you just, you get in there and you kind of shit on them a little bit and you can respond to replies all day.
Yeah.
And now there you go. You can get drunk, go to bed.
That's true.
Quarantine's over.
What did
and
you
everybody
call?
Hates you.
Firing up the arguing machine, as you said, and then pissing people off all day and then going to bed. It is fun. You know, when somebody gets accused of sexual assault and so many of us have to go like, well, there's two sides to everything and due process and all this shit. When it's Joe fucking Biden, you're like, oh, that's the only thing we have right now. Like, there's so, you know, he's done unspeakable shit. He's sniffing teenagers' earlobes like on stage. He's making out with his granddaughter. He can't keep his hands to himself.
Yeah.
That's just a no-brainer.
Right.
And so everybody just...
Well, I mean, at the very least, can we treat it as like...
as
a credible, like maybe? Can we at least say the word maybe it happened? Can we at least like bring it up when Bernie's on screen endorsing him on YouTube? It's like,
It's really
this is no concern to anybody.
It's really interesting how you can be part of a political party that emphasizes taking sexual assault allegations seriously until you're down to your final candidate and there's no other options because you can't take Bernie. So
what are you going to do?
Shh, shh, shh. Everybody be quiet. Didn't happen.
It's the classic, you know, lesser of two evils. I don't trust fucking Joe Biden to do anything better than Trump. There, I said it. Yeah. I fucking said it. He put the people in the cages in the first place. Whatever. Go to Patreon. Pay to hear an episode where this is all we talked about.
Yeah. We got very political.
You can tune in to fucking
couple episodes ago.
Chapo Trap House and hear people that are better educated and more eloquent in their talking.
Yeah. Okay.
they talk good.
What do you come to this podcast for? Talking? Well, we can't do it.
Yeah.
So. We do this so you can hear me rub the microphone against my boobs. Ready?
Here it comes. You like that? That's all you're going to get.
So there.
Now I'm going to do it.
Oh, that's his dick. He's doing it. We really did it, folks. Okay.
We really did it.
We're really dedicated to this.
What do you want? It's 7 p.m. We're drunk.
Yeah. Okay, we already mentioned, because I'm drunk, I forgot that I already mentioned that we recorded one earlier today.
We recorded one earlier today, and it didn't, you know. I really liked it, too.
Me, too. I think it's good.
I think it's good, too.
Okay.
But only fucking 30 people are going to listen to it.
Stop saying that.
No. Literally, only 30 people are going to listen to it because it's behind a paywall.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And only like 30-some people pay to listen to the extra shit.
And 20 of them are related to us.
I think you should really pay that money because we don't phone it in with the Patreon episodes.
Benefits.
They're fucking good. And I'm mad that the masses can't hear them.
You're mad?
I'm mad at you.
Okay.
For stuff I've been holding in.
Okay. Well, you want to get it out now?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Go ahead. What are you mad about?
Do you want to know?
Yeah, really.
Go ahead. Stop interrupting me. I think when I bring up my porn idea, you don't take it seriously.
You know, Ian,
I want to be an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. Okay, no, that's actually correct.
Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ. See, this is what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry. Okay, when you want to be an entrepreneur, what do I do?
I want to have just a couple of teens in here blasting themselves up to their wrist. And I feel like every time I say that, you're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
I hear you. Like, I'm actually listening and I'm like taking it in. I just feel like there are a lot of problems that you're not paying attention to because you're so focused on the teens themselves, which concerns me. Also, why do they have to be teens?
Because the pun doesn't work otherwise. It's not called Quarren MILFs. If it was, we would have a bunch
Quarren
of MILFs.
Quarren MILFs is actually pretty funny.
Quarren MILFs?
Yeah. It's a
formerly quarantines until we ran into some legal trouble, and now it's Quarren MILFs. It reroutes you.
That would be okay. Now I'm actually on board with this.
Yeah.
Okay. See, we talked it out, and now I support you.
If you want to hire some aging old hag and put her hair in pigtails and blast her face with like whatever light Elijah Schlesinger uses when she performs to wash out. We just shelved an episode for us talking too much shit about comedians. But you know what I mean. Yeah. I'm not saying her comedy is dog shit. I'm not saying that Elijah Schlesinger's comedy is unwatchable horse shit. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying she's old. And that she cakes on makeup and blasts her face with light so nobody can tell. So everybody thinks she's a sweet teen.
Okay.
And we can do that for our, fuckholes. That's what I call them.
Fuckhole one, fuckhole two, just to keep it, streamlined. Oh my God.
You're the one that got me drunk.
I didn't. Or did I?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. That is a sad thing. I think it's women are really sensitive about their age, and the only way to beat it is to embrace your age. You say Eliza Schlesinger is old, but what we mean is like she still tries really hard to look like a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
And it's just not.
Yeah, I don't know why so many, well, it's like you said, women have so many hang-ups about their age, but in the comedy world, you would think that they would just embrace their flaws, because there's so, on the other side, on the male side, there's so many fat guys and guys missing teeth and fucking hideous. Just big bags under their eyes and shit.
I mean, those guys are still getting laid, which is unfair.
Yeah. Well, women just aren't judged by the same standard. Yeah. It's just a unfair double standard.
Something I think about a lot is if you want to be a comedian, but first and foremost, and women run into this all the time, you want to be hot. You're never going to fully embrace being a comedian, because you have to humiliate yourself. You have to look
That's for both genders,
grotesque.
Though.
Yeah, you're right. We see like
same with men.
Smooth, hot guy comedians.
Yeah,
it's like
we were watching old Kumail bits today because that album he has is a fucking flawless.
Yeah, it's really, really
good. Listen to it. He only has one, right?
I don't know, but that one's called Beta Male.
Yeah, Beta Male.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, he has one of the greatest late night sets of all time. I think it's on Conan.
Yeah.
Is it on Conan?
I don't know.
It's the, you know, the ducks bit and all that stuff. It's just soup to nuts, fucking fantastic. Yeah. And we were just saying, like, well, he's dead now.
Yeah.
Because he's shredded.
He's
good for
hot
him
guy.
Because he's a nerd and he gets to play a literal god in a Marvel movie. Yeah. I mean, it must be a dream come
he's
true.
He's laughing all the way to the bank and living his dream, so whatever.
But the more in shape he gets, you know, he's not going to fucking, like, why do it? I have a joke about it. It's like fucking, if I get abs, I'm quitting comedy.
Yeah, you because know? What is it? Abs are... Jokes are abs for
yeah. Jokes
people.
Are abs for losers.
Yeah, and it's exactly what happened to Chris Pratt too. He was like, you can't be as funny anymore. When
yeah,
you're
he's
hot.
He's still funny. He's like a funny leading man. Yeah. You know, he's like I don't know. I can't think of
it's what Ryan Reynolds thinks he is.
Sure. Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think of. I can't really. He's kind of one of a kind, but he's still more action hero than he is comedian now.
He sold his soul. He made his choice.
But he was also never a stand up. So that's. But you see these guys who just get you. But it's not always true. I think with gay guys it's different. Like Jay Jordan is shredded.
Jay Jordan, Mateo Lane.
Mateo Lane. Yeah, it's all gay guys.
They're both hot and like fully hilarious.
I can't think of a guy who's just like in, like completely ripped, like huge. You know? That's just
that's like that good. That's that funny.
Yeah, Daniel Simonson has that great bit about I can't do it because I don't have his. Who is he? Swedish?
He's Danish? From Norway.
Norway.
Yes.
Got it. Which are different places for sure.
Definitely.
I can't do his accent, but he has a great bit about how you can't get on stage and just be like, I get too much pussy and
too much pussy. I can't. Do
I make
either.
Too much money. You have to say I almost never get any pussy. Imagine that in like a hilarious accent.
If you guys are looking for new comedians you've never heard of, and maybe you haven't heard of this person, Daniel Simonson is so funny. Just search on YouTube. Just like I've seen him kill in rooms of 10 people that are dead, and everyone's just like, just trying their best.
I think we talked about that
because
he was on Parkside.
Yeah,
and it was like a particularly kind of like sleepy, sad show.
Yeah, one of those ones where you go, well, I could be upset, but it just couldn't be done. It couldn't be done here. You can't win with this room. And
right.
He, like, everyone's on the edge of their seat, like, cry laughing. You felt it.
You look at him, and you hear everybody around you, and you're like, is there suddenly 50 people in here? And, like, nope, there's still only 6 people in the room, but they're all just laughing hysterically because it's so good.
He, like, manifested it and entered. He's a necromancer.
Man, we've been talking a lot about stand-up comedy on this podcast.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny because it's like, we should change the name of the podcast to Remember Comedy.
Remember stand-up
Remember
comedy.
When that existed?
What a strange...
I found over there on the shelf a bunch of fireworks, and I think that's what we should do tonight.
We should fireworks?
We should shoot off fireworks.
I
think they're all sparklers.
I love sparklers, but
those are
not...
But did you know
yes, what?
That if you take a bunch of sparklers and you shave off the sparkler part and then you put it in a bag and then you light that on fire, you can make a bomb?
Ian?
You put that in somebody's mailbox,
this
you light
is, no,
that,
no,
and the
no.
mailbox explodes.
This is an off-mic conversation. No, I didn't know that. A friend of mine in college, you've met him, Matt, it was his birthday's July 5th, so we would always have a big party for 4th of July and his birthday. And one year, he took a fistful of sparklers, just like the whole pack, and lit it, and immediately like blew his hand up.
Is his hand okay?
It is now, but it was like... The injury was as bad as like breaking a bone in the like recovery. It looked disgusting. It looked like this yellowy, waxy, just ball.
I could see you just being like, ew, gross.
Ew,
get
no,
away from me.
No, Matt, I just can't right now. That's disgusting. I can't. I have such a weak stomach. No, I actually wasn't at that party. I just remember seeing pictures the next day because he was like, yo, look what happened to my
So
head.
He closed his fist.
Yeah.
That's where you fucked up. See?
What do you
do? Always keep your hand flat.
When your hand's getting burned?
When you're blowing something up in your hand.
Okay.
I mean.
So, no, take notes,
because
folks.
Gripping your hand, that was always the thing. If you grab the firework, never make a fist around any kind of firework. Anything.
You have to hold it that way.
Wait, what do you mean? I thought you said he like...
But he was holding just a fistful of sparklers. So you have to hold them by their handle. And then I don't know what
they
happened.
Just what the fuck? There's something more to this story.
Think about, they all start lighting each other. And I think if like you have that many at a time, it just becomes this fireball.
Yeah, but...
What?
If you're holding a sparkler and the sparks start to hit your hand, instinctively you just open your hand and they're gone.
You don't just hold on
to it unless you're trying to do some jackass stunt
or
something.
He was in a blackout, so I don't know if he could feel anymore. And
that sounds to me like
was
he was
happening.
Like holding the sparkler by the you know, the sparkler part, and
no.
It was all burning right down through his hand, and maybe he, I don't know. Anybody who could be in such an extreme blackout that they just gripped harder.
They can't feel that. I don't know, but
I just think there must be more to the
story.
If
you guys want to see the aftermath,
you're telling it poorly.
Probably. I wasn't there, so I just know. I could ask my friend Sean or somebody, or Matt. But if you guys want to, I can find the picture. If you guys want to see the aftermath, I can put it on Instagram. If not, if you think that's too gross, you know.
My friend was holding a candle, and he lit it, and then his head exploded.
What is that?
That's your
this
story.
Is how I told the story. Yeah. Why are you such a piece of shit?
I don't know. I was born that way.
What is wrong
how
with
come
you?
Everybody accepts you if you're trans or bi or gay?
But not.
And I was born a piece of shit.
Yeah, I identify as a piece of shit, but
right.
I wasn't born a piece of shit.
You're trans.
I'm a trans piece of shit.
Can I recommend, speaking of trans, it just made me think
no.
of Mega Hex,
yeah.
That comic I've been reading.
Yeah.
I just can't recommend it. A fucking nuff.
Meg Mog and Owl.
Meg Mog and Owl are the characters. It's based
off.
Oh,
it's not called Meg Mog.
Well,
and
Meg
Owl?
Mog and Owl was a children's book that the artist based this comic off of.
It's like Frog and Toad or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if they did drugs and like.
Well, not the
each
children's
other?
Book.
What?
Not the original.
That's
the
what
original,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like if he took that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's called Mega Hex. It's great. You can buy anywhere comics are sold.
Oh, wow.
It's about,
Let me finish.
This is great because I can yell as loud as I want.
No, the cops have already come here. I don't want to start this again.
I keep thinking about if the cops come back here, it's like there's a bag of mushrooms on the fucking dining room table.
Yeah. You're full of prison tats. You were just going to be scratching your chest like, oh, no, nothing
wrong
here.
I haven't put on any kind of clothes in the last, you know, it's just
like normal clothes.
Yeah, just rags.
Yeah.
And we have never taken our suitcases out of the living room.
Yeah, we've got wigs strewn about, which looks suspicious. It looks like
right.
We're on the lam.
Right, it does look like we do not belong here, that we're just kind of squatting.
Yeah, well, they can
which
call
we are.
Billy and Sally.
But it goes to show you, if you're confident enough, you can do anything,
yeah.
Right? So
watch,
we walk the dog around the block, and I just keep thinking, like, if we... I mean, we are supposed to be here.
I know we are. Yeah,
let
yeah.
Me, let
don't
me,
call
I know. I just
want to,
you know,
guys.
Make that clear. But people are more accepting of us because we act like we're supposed to be here, even though we have no car in the driveway because we don't have a car. But
yeah.
you think about it, you could do that. And we have friends like this who are just like, we'll just go to a concert.
We'll just go
to a wedding.
My friend Matt, who blew his hand off, is that exact type of person who
yeah.
can just confidently.
I don't trust any Matt stories you have.
Confidently
though.
Walk his way. Oh, right. Because I'm such an unreliable storyteller.
Yeah.
I swear. He's just one of those people who, he's the Huck Finn who will always get you into trouble by going, no, let's do it. It's fine. It'll be fine. And you go, okay, well, Matt said it'll be fine. And then somehow we all end up in the back of a paddy wagon and Matt's the only one who got away because he's like, I don't know.
Paddy wagon's racist.
Is it?
It's a racist term.
Really? What is it? What I just thought paddy wagon
meant. It means Irish people.
Oh, okay, well.
Going around picking up the Irish drunks, and I take offense to it.
I'm half Irish. I can say it.
Well, we can say half of it.
Okay. Back in the back of a paddy.
I forget where I heard that. Somebody making a stink about saying paddy wagon.
Really?
Just being like, dude, you're this is the, we said this before. Irish people, you're allowed to be racist against them.
Irish and Italians. I'm both. Well,
people
of those
get
things.
Upset about Italians because they're because they don't. A lot of, you know, goofy East Coast Italians don't believe themselves to be white, which is bonkers.
Yeah.
But Irish people, there's none of that. There's no hang-ups, you know.
Right, well,
and
yeah.
and they've had it, you know, profoundly easy, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Except
no,
for the whole
thing. Hey, if we're allowed to promote any kind of racism on this podcast, be racist against Irish, the Irish and the Italians, because it's
right, and
funny.
Puerto Ricans.
No.
Dominicans?
No, I'm not any of those things. So I can't.
White women.
It. Yeah, please be racist against white women.
Yeah.
That's funny.
They need to be taken down a peg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Mega Hex is a comic about a witch, her boyfriend, who's also a cat,
just
and
like
the roommate, who's an owl.
Just like a cat-sized cat, by the way. Which,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
How does that work?
And it's just the funniest debauchery. And the creator is, we think, trans? That's why I brought it up in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea.
Anyway, that's just
me.
A recommendation. You just take that to the bank. You just go to Comixology, the webpage, buy all the books.
Mega Hex.
And you'll fall in love immediately. Yeah. And it's something to do.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's wild. I mean, it's like...
gratuitous.
It really walks a line, of like edginess-wise. It is out there.
Yeah.
It's like, it reminds me of like the Seinfeld model of like, we're bad people, but like these are bad.
Yeah.
Bad characters.
Right.
It's great.
And they're all, every character that they introduce is another... like a werewolf or a wizard.
Oh, yeah, Werewolf Jones and...
a boogeyman.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So.
I think people like it when we recommend stuff.
Yeah, I hope so, especially now.
We do well with that.
In quarantine, you know, if you're just looking for shit to do to occupy your mind so you don't freak out. Yeah. I don't know what I've been into besides Ozark.
You've just been working. I mean, you don't get to sit on the couch and collect unemployment with some kind of loser. Like some kind of piece of shit.
You make more money than I do now with unemployment.
I mean, I already did make more money than you.
But not before.
I'm a man. I deserve it.
Wait, this year, though, I don't think you were.
I probably still was.
Okay.
You make shit.
Okay.
You make slave wages.
Okay. Well, thank you.
We need a project. We need to do something. We were talking about...
Corn milfs,
yeah.
It's
somebody buy cornmilfs.com, the domain, and then give it to us for free.
That would be
I don't want to do it, even though it's surely available.
Corn milfs, so it would have to be QuaranMilfs.com.
Yeah.
Corn milfs, so that we can...
Formerly quarantines.
Before we had legal trouble.
Right.
And then we can get this enterprise rolling.
Yeah. Send, if you're a MILF, come to, what's the address here?
Oh, no, shut
you
up.
Almost
I was
said
about
it.
To say it. No, I was actually, I thought you meant the email address.
If you're a MILF, here's the thing, and this is what will set us apart as an enterprise, right?
Yeah.
We bring MILFs over to perform their solo scenes, but we also offer daycare in the back because we got this room back here with bunk beds.
Emma, is that going to be my, I'm going to be in charge of that, right? Because
I'm
a woman.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a director. I'm a natural. I have an eye for vaginas.
Yeah.
So we'll take, look at all these toys. There's all these toys here. You got that room in the back with the bunk beds. We shove all the kids back there.
We could do this. Yeah.
We're really accommodating.
Okay.
And that's what people like us.
Yeah. No.
We're for workers' rights.
What other like porn production company provides free daycare? You know?
None.
Yeah. For MILF. I mean,
we're socialists.
If you're going to be exploiting MILFs, offer fucking daycare.
Yeah.
Wow, this is something. This is really...
Right, and we could even put the kids to work. Like, we could have a work program where they can run the camera, the jib, or whatever. Yeah. We're going to have a big old jib.
They can...
that swoops in, gets real close shots, and we'll use the Elijah Schlesinger lighting so that your vagina looks almost teenage.
Yeah. Did you stop yourself from saying...
What?
I don't know, something much worse.
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. Okay. This is something. I think, yeah.
That's why I'm all stumbly all the time.
Corn milk.
Because I think of something horrific, yeah. And then it goes through this filter in my brain.
And then you go, no. I am actually, you know, we've talked it out, and I'm really fully on board now.
Yeah.
I think you should send us videos at johnstossel@gmail.com.
Yeah, audition tapes. And hey, if you're not a MILF, if you're, you know, still send it over. Yeah. We'll check it out.
Ian,
we'll check it out.
I'll leave you in charge of that.
You can just text it to me. I don't want to burden Catherine with any of this.
People are going to start DMing you vagina pictures.
That, you know, that's all right. I want to support the arts or
okay.
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever I got to say to see your clam.
Can I?
But,
Can I, gross, vaginas.
Okay. What? Go ahead.
No, exactly what you're going to say. I was going to ask. I don't understand solo porn. Is that hot? So it's a woman,
say she's
really hot, she's just fingering herself, that does it for you?
Pretty much anything like at all does it for me, like just like a tree that kind of looks like a butt is fine, so yes.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, rub up against the couch for a half hour, I don't give a shit, so yes, yeah. The answer to your question is
one
sure.
One of those, like, I do enjoy this Twitter, trend of posting a picture of something, an inanimate object that's curvy, and just like pretending that you're horny for it. Somebody posted a picture of a plane that looks like
I've seen that.
Yeah, and you're
that plane is thick. Though.
I know. And somebody posted a picture of a loaf of bread the other day, and I was like, even I was like, damn.
Have you seen that picture of the? It's like in the background, it's a girl, and in the foreground, it's like an older guy, and you just see his eyes. Behind a pair of glasses, but you only see one eye.
No.
And it's just at a glance, it just looks like she's spread eagle and that's her fucking clam.
What?
And somebody just wrote, I've been quarantined too long, and everybody immediately knew what he was talking about.
Because
and it went like,
you're seeing vaginas.
Yeah, it went
where
super viral, and it's like, oh fuck yeah, we're all doing that.
No, I have to see this now. You have to show
me. It's a great maybe I'll retweet it for the fans, okay. For the OnlyFans.
Yeah. What are OnlyFans, by the way?
OnlyFans.
Do you post nudes
like
on there?
It's like Patreon, but yeah, mostly it's fucking nudes.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is fucking interesting in the dumbest way possible. Like, imagine you're, because a lot of comedians do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a comedian, hey, pay me more money and I'll show you my butthole. And it's like, were you ever a comedian to begin with? What does it fucking have to do with anything?
Right. Well. You know.
You're not doing it.
Like,
what if we did some dummy, like, we did some OnlyFans and we just Photoshop shit?
Okay. You
know,
or.
How do you know whose butthole that is?
That's true. Oh, I'm sure that happens all the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were looking online the other day. Remember the last podcast we did? I think it was the last episode. Was that the death of a dildo salesman?
Yes, it was.
We were talking shit about that person the whole podcast, and that same person,
we do have to stop because it's very easy to figure out who these people are.
But at the same time, I don't give a shit anymore. The world is ending.
Yeah, it's going to be
one of those
things.
Don't you feel a little bit free where you go online, you go, you're a fucking asshole, fuck you,
no.
Everybody thinks it, eat shit, die.
Yes, only if this is the true apocalypse. I remember there's this, what's his name, Peter Sheldahl or whatever... Doesn't matter. But there's an author who found out he's terminally ill. He's got like a month left to live. He wrote this long piece about how it feels to die, to be dying. And then he talks about how you really need to keep in mind your legacy and be sure you're going out, because he knows somebody who was diagnosed with breast cancer. She took it as an opportunity, terminal breast cancer, to tell everyone in her life what she really thought of them. She was like, fuck you, like very specifically told everyone why she fucking hated them. And then she found out it was like treatable Lyme disease or something. And she had to leave the country.
But, okay,
so
well, fuck her for leaving the country because it's
over.
Almost like she's reborn, right? Someone did die, and the person that died is the person that lies.
Yeah.
The person that goes through life wanting to say shit and never did.
Well,
and like,
I think that's a casualty of living in a society. You have to grin and bear it a little
bit.
But
we live in a different society. We don't live in a society where you interact with your family and the mailman and people you work with.
Yeah.
We interact with all these fucking ass bags, these fucking narcissistic losers,
like really, really
who have
bad
these loud
people.
Voices or yeah, exactly, just
very
fucking
bad
heinous people.
People
and they're on your timeline, like, they're on shows with you, and you just have to, we all have to go like, oh yeah, that person, hey, how you doing?
Imagine,
nice to see you.
Like, imagine you work in an office or any other setting, like we all do, but like you have to, I don't know, like somebody is horrible. Like, they treat everyone poorly.
Yeah.
They're horrific, but they have, like, I don't know what to, I'm grasping for an analogy right now, because it's, like, bad people who produce bad things, but they have a credit, and that's why you have to, like.
You have to kiss their ass.
You have, yeah, you have to lose all integrity.
They're on this, everybody assumes that. If you go against them, your career or your life is going to be, you know, you're going to be punished for
it. And then
it.
you feel like you're going insane because you have to live in an alternate reality where you have to pretend that this person is funny.
Yeah, that they're good, that they're nice, that they're kind, that they're funny, that they're artistic.
Yeah.
Because they have a crowd of people. Because also, you can be a real shithead and create like a community for yourself of like-minded shitheads.
Yeah.
So now,
is that what we're doing?
Sure. I mean, we're attempting to do that, failing miserably. But
I don't think. See, I don't
no,
think
we're more
failing.
Self-aware than fucking everybody. I was listening to that episode that we had to put on Patreon. Just that, the fact that we put our last episode on Patreon because we were uncomfortable about how much shit talking we did,
and it was about a person who we'll never interact with in our entire lives. That was my fault. I will say I'll take the full blame for that.
No,
you were totally.
I brought
you
it
care.
Up.
It's not that big a deal.
But at the same time, just like having that thought, or within the episode, second guessing ourselves or second guessing our motivations or talking it out.
It would be nice to just be completely transparent. And then if you want, be able to backtrack or talk it out with somebody that you've upset and not have to worry about it in the moment. I think people censor themselves all the time now more
than
ever.
Well, they have to,
yeah.
And we do too, to a degree. It's a little bit annoying. I wonder if it's annoying to the listeners to think like, God damn, do they have to qualify everything they say? Do we have to talk about talking?
I know.
Do we have to discuss the podcast we're currently podcasting?
Gary,
you know? Just
folks.
Do. Yeah, it's tough out here. I don't know. We're a year in. Who knows the fucking heinous shit we've said half in the bag throughout
anymore.
This, you know,
especially
year.
When you're tethered to a day job. You know,
there's that too.
To survive.
We were just talking about, man, I don't know what's going to happen in the world, but it seems like New York's probably going to be on lockdown longer than anywhere else just because of how intense it is there and how tightly packed everybody is. So if the country starts opening up one state at a time, because it seems like the governors really make the decisions now, right?
Yeah.
Like who?
Well, Donald Trump's fighting Andrew Cuomo going, I have total authority. And Andrew Cuomo's like, no, you fucking don't.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
For a reason.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like other states, the states nobody thinks about, every other state, the only one that matters is New York. But all the other states are case by case basis.
Yeah.
And in the future here, as the months progress, if other states seem to be more lax with allowing people to congregate and go to shows and stuff.
Oh, I see.
Should we pack up everything we own?
Yeah.
And go on the road
Hit
for a while.
Road?
You can work from home.
Yeah.
I've been claiming unemployment, which I probably shouldn't say.
Don't. I mean, no,
for
you're
For legal
fine.
Reasons.
You can't work right now during a
yeah,
pandemic.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that's true. But yeah, we go on the road. We, you know, I stockpile all the money I'm making from the government, the fucking tiny amount.
More than me,
we should
still.
Be owed. Yeah, well, you got that stimulus check, and I didn't get shit.
That's
so.
True.
But you know what I mean? Like, you work out of Airbnbs and hotels and stuff, and we start doing stand-up in the middle of the country. I wonder if there's any kind of demand for that. If,
we could
if
do it.
We'd
we
have
could,
an audience.
We could follow our dreams.
We could.
We could do it.
For a change, instead of staying put and complaining?
I wonder, if this... For other people, if this is the case, like now that we know how easily, when we're forced into it, how easily a lot of us can work from home, can do that and then like do the other
Move
stuff.
Around,
yeah.
do different stuff.
Do
I was listening
you
to
do.
Neil Young on WTF, and
I love Neil
he was
Young
talking
so
about how he lived on a farm somewhere and Marc Maron was like, how's that? And he's like, well, I don't live there anymore. And Neil Young was like, why would you live in one place? He was like, yeah, it was beautiful. It was amazing. He was like, but the whole world's out there.
It is, yeah.
Neil Young just lives somewhere else all the time.
He just drives a hearse around.
Yeah.
From place to place.
Drives a hearse, which is fucking awesome.
No, I totally agree. Traveling is one of those things that even if you fancy yourself a homebody, once you do it, once you go somewhere so out of your comfort zone, that's like really exquisite, something like really mind-blowing, like how we just went to Japan. Mm-hmm. You go, oh, fuck. The world
should be doing this all the time.
The world exists in a way I didn't even realize.
Especially while you have cartilage in your knees.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need to do it now before everything falls to shit and you just can't, you know? You see an old person in New York trying to navigate the streets and you just feel so sorry for them. It's like, you should be in Florida in a golf cart. It's right now that we should be moving around trying to do stand-up in different places.
Yeah, before
what we need is a fucking manager, man.
Who wants to manage us?
Who wants to? I want
my
somebody really
has
pushy.
Has told me.
Yeah, she, man, I've said a million times, sign her up.
Yeah.
Because we need somebody that calls the clubs and goes, hey, I got people for you.
Okay.
Cold calls, lies.
Yeah.
They're working on their late night set.
Yeah.
Which is, what's his name? Roy Wood Jr.
Yeah.
Gave a tip
on a
podcast.
If you guys don't know,
yeah.
One of the funniest
Jesus
people
Christ.
Alive.
I mean, if you don't know him, then you're fucking up. You should be on top of that shit. Listen to that album on Spotify. I think we've name dropped him before too. But
either way, Roy Wood Jr.
Right. He was on a podcast giving advice and he said to go to clubs and say the words, I'm working on my late night set, because it's technically not a lie. You may not have a late night set locked in, but you are working on
this
set.
This is exactly like what you said about the cops coming to the door. And if you do something confidently enough, you'll get so much further. Because I'd be too afraid. My thought, immediate thought when I hear that advice is, but what if they have follow-up questions? Like, oh yeah, who's booking you on what show and what network is it, you know?
Yeah, you say goodbye, click, or whatever.
You lie
your way out of it.
Yeah.
You only get one life, and you're probably never going to talk to this person again, so what does it fucking matter?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something you can say out loud, but I'm just like you. We're too similar where when push comes to shove, I'm going to shit my pants and run.
Right, I know.
Or just not do it, you know? Just watch Ozark.
That is true. Like, we have.
That's why we need somebody. We need that pushy sociopath who's willing to lie,
We need a
cheat.
Matt, somebody who says everything's going to be fine.
A who?
Matt, or like, remember I was saying, like Huck Finn, the guy,
my
friend
who blew
his hand.
Oh, the guy who blew up his hand with
somebody,
a snake?
However it happened, I don't know. But somebody who thinks everything's going to be fine, somebody who just doesn't have that panic part of their brain at the forefront making all the decisions for them, somebody who just doesn't, who doesn't lead with fear, who goes,
right,
it's going to be fine, we'll figure it out.
You know, it'd be easier to not do this and complain. That's how we think.
That is our philosophy.
Yeah.
And it's killing us slowly. Follow your dreams.
Also, the
folks.
Alcoholism.
Yeah. Can you tell? We got real heady and wine drunk for me, Miller High Life for you, but
sure.
Nice and introspective at the end.
Goes to show
there.
You, match these two people with. Match
with
these people's personality with
their perfect
preferred
drink. For me, a nice Francis Coppola Diamond Collection Claret.
And for me, toilet wine.
I'll drink toilet wine.
No.
On a lark. I'll do it. Did we do everything?
Yeah, we've been going for a while. I just want to say real quick, this episode is dedicated to Daniel Best, who wrote me.
Did you think
simultaneously
he wants his last name in there?
What?
Do you think he wants his last name?
Yeah, who cares?
Okay, well, I don't, but he might, but who knows?
Who gives a shit? Take it up with management. But he sent me an email that was very nice about, I mean, the subject is go fuck yourself, but the email is very nice about how he lives a mundane life and looks forward to our podcast, and we are pieces of shit who never put it out on
time.
Yeah,
sorry we're late. This episode's dedicated to Daniel. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.